to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like the average cost to raise a child till 17 years old is $235,000. It doesn't include college. It doesn't include their texting fees. It doesn't include their World of Warcraft. I guess monthly. Don't you have to pay monthly for that? My husband doesn't even tell me what he pays for the kids and himself, because he knows I'm probably going to have a fit that they're spending money on a video game once a month. But I think these games, right, you put in a monthly fee, $235,000. Now, they say that equals a shiny new Ferrari, or you could raise a kid. Ferrari probably makes less noise. They say the government reports released found that a middle-income family with a child born last year will spend about that much in child-related expenses from birth through age 17, which is a 3.5% increase from 2010. The number only accounts for expenses before a child's 18th birthday. See, in my family, we knew at 18 we move out, or we live by our parents' rules and we help support the family, etc. I mean, we still helped support the family, but we got the heck out. We were out. I was sick and tired of hearing my parents say, "We support you, we support you, we support you." And I'm like, you know what? I could pay my own bills. Thank you. And then I got to make my own rules. I was just the type of kid that wanted to make my own rules. You know, when you tell a kid that, they go, "If you want to make your own rules, move out." I mean, your kids are going to want to move out, so you have to be careful on when you tell them that. I mean, I tried that on my 6-year-old once, and you know, when he was 6, and he's like, "Great, see ya." So you got to be careful. All right, let me see. What is everybody spending it on? Food, transportation, childcare, education, food, clothing, healthcare, and miscellaneous expenses. Of course, it's getting more expensive. We have inflation, right? Housing was the largest expense in raising a child back in the 60s, but the cost of childcare was hardly nothing because people's family took care of the kids. Now childcare is the second largest expense as more moms work outside the home. See, we were talking about that too, which I also believe is, you know, one of the reasons for our huge obesity epidemic. And again, I feel just as guilty. I mean, I have always worked. I only had 2 weeks maternity, I think. Yeah, I got 2 weeks maternity with my first child, and with my second child, I went back to work after 3 days. I was able to take a whole 2 weeks off with my first child because I was still in training. Yet when you own your own business, which I did by the time I was pregnant with my second child, I was still on the phone during those 3 days. It's very difficult, you know, for those of you that own a business, being away. And so, but I still needed help. And so I would either have somebody watch the baby within the office, or I would, use daycare, childcare. I think I waited with daycare until they were older, but boy, the money you spend on daycare, it almost makes it not worth it. All right, let me see. They say the report considers middle-income parents to those with an income between $59,000 to $102,000. It says families that earn more can expect to spend more on their children. Of course, you know, the kids are like, "Well, I want an iPhone. I want this. I want that." The cost per child decreases as a family has more children. Oh, no, that's interesting. Well, yeah, of course. The report found that families with three or more children spend 22% less per child than those with two children. I got to tell you, my youngest one, I don't think I've bought him a new piece of clothing. I think maybe I had to buy him something for, I guess, a wedding. Other than that, his clothes have always been my older boy's clothes, you know, the hand-me-downs, because my older boy has grown so quickly. So we wear something once or twice, and then, oh, yeah, I do buy the younger one new underwear, of course, always new underwear. That's not an issue. But you do. I mean, and you might as well. You got to be smart about it. You have to. I mean, you know, and, you know, I know some of you are like, $235,000. Really, that's not a lot. It is. It is. That is a huge, significant number, you know, and people are saying, "Well, wait a second. Well, you have to you have to still pay your rent. You still have to pay your mortgage. Well, I'm sure they calculated all that. I'm sure they, you know, it is. It's very expensive. You know, when people say, oh, I want to have a kid, you do need to think. You do need to premeditate. You know, this is why we have such a huge poverty problem in this country, because people don't think before they have sex. Nobody thinks they're going to get pregnant. Nobody, or they think if they do, you know, it's going to be a piece of cake. You make breast milk, so you could feed the kid that way. You'll get some government assistance. And, you know, many do, but it still costs you. And nobody thinks. You know, we're talking about in the previous hour how, you know, many people that cheat don't use condoms. And it was a study, which I really didn't think was that earth-shattering, but I guess somebody got a grant and, you know, was paid to do that study. But I just think people still don't get it. All right? I mean, the reason why sex exists is for you to procreate. Now, I'm not saying the only reason to have sex is to procreate, but I think people, you know, if we have any sense, all right, or any senses at all, should realize that that is usually the ultimate goal of sex. Now, everybody else thinks, oh, it's to enjoy yourself. And, of course, sex has to be enjoyable. Otherwise, nobody would do it. No animals would do it. I mean, you think you want to grow up to a grumpy female, right? And, you know, be as intimate as you have to. But no. No. So there has to be some sort of incentive, which is why usually the males enjoy sex in the male species, whether it's animal or humans, many times more than the female species, more often. Okay, yes, I know there's outliers, all right, because the male species usually is the one to initiate, let's say, the event. All right, I'm trying to keep it clean. This is a family show. You know, again, it was designed to procreate. And you have people having sex willy-nilly. They get pregnant. And, I mean, we're looking at an average of $235,000 a kid. Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, again, they could get the government assistance. All right, well, government assistance, how much are we paying to raise that kid? You know, do we have the number of how much it costs to raise a kid on government assistance? What's our taxpaying dollars? Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about President Obama's new illegal immigration plan and how a reporter heckled him pretty good. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
How we doing there? There we go. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So I guess the recession's over. Yay, the recession's over. There's no unemployment issue. Unemployment is at 0%. Everybody's happy. The U.S. is so strong and rich and plentiful and healthy that President Obama can actually stop deporting illegal immigrants, give them work permits. We just have so many jobs that are just flowing over that we can now help everybody. Yay, it's the American way. I didn't realize when I woke up this morning that the recession was over. I had no idea that all my patients and family members and friends who were out of work had jobs. I mean, overnight, really. Such that now we could just give even the illegal immigrants jobs. Wonderful. Just wonderful. So you guys heard about this. The Obama administration is going to stop deporting and begin giving work permits to younger illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children and have, quote unquote, since led law-abiding lives. Now, how this is going to work is they say illegal immigrants will avoid deportation and be eligible for work permits if they arrived in the U.S. before age 16, are younger than 30, have been in the country for at least 5 continuous years, have no criminal history, isn't coming to the country illegal? Oh, I see. They were born here. All right. Graduated from the U.S., U.S. high school, or earned a GED, or served in the military. Now, are any of these people paying taxes? Do we know that? Are they paying taxes? Okay. So now we have a huge amount. Now, I've been seeing multiple different numbers here. Okay. In one report, they're saying that helps 800,000 people. In another report, I said 2 to 3 million. Now, while President Obama was giving a speech in the Rose Garden, he was heckled pretty badly. And, he was heckled by a reporter. It's kind of hard to hear, but let's play it for you guys right now. Go ahead, Mark.
Now, let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship.
The birds sound bad.
It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people.
Who will vote in November?
It is the right thing to do. Excuse me, sir. It's not time for questions, sir. not while I'm speaking.
Oh, no.
Precisely
no.
Because
all right,
this
great,
is temporary.
Great. So you see.
Congress needs to.
So you see, he got. Did you see how he got messed up? He probably was like, okay, wait a second. We need to rewind the teleprompter here. Oh, yeah. He cannot handle. You see, I would think a president by now would be able to handle things thrown at you. You know, you need to be able to give these speeches, especially something like this is going to take everybody off. Now, the heckler had said, why are you favoring immigrant workers over Americans? It was hard to hear, but that's what he was saying. He was like, why are you favoring immigrant workers over Americans? And he's like, no, not while I'm speaking. All right, wait till I'm finished type of thing. Well, of course, because he's kind of, you know, he's trying to get through this speech and then get back into the White House. And I thought that was pretty amusing. You know, he really can't deal with things on the fly. And he didn't answer him back. I mean, he didn't retort it. He just tried to go on. And, yes, of course we're upset. You know, one thing we discussed in the previous hour is you need to heal yourself before you can heal others. You need to be healthy yourself first. Why are we giving illegal immigrants? Now, trust me, I would love for us to be the strongest nation in the world economically, healthcare-wise, and be able to help everybody else. You know, as a doctor, you know, that is just something that is just right up our alley. We would love to help everybody, despite their citizenship and what country they're from, you know. But we have to be smart about it. You know, we have millions of Americans out of jobs. Why would you bypass them to help a group and a large group of illegal immigrants? Well, it's for the vote, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I agree. But Dr. Dahlia, they can't vote if they're illegal, like we were talking about. We have people's dogs voting. We have people who have been, quote-unquote, dead for 30 years casting votes, right, and casting ballots. I have no idea how that's happening. But trust me, these people are future voters. They're going to be voting in the November election. And it just, I mean, it's probably one of the biggest slaps in our face. Why would he do this? Well, Dr. Dahlia, Washington is trying to appeal to the Latino voters. Let me just tell you this. Having Latinos in the family, having Latino friends, Latino patients, many of the Latinos are not really appreciative of always being lumped with the quote-unquote illegal immigrant issue. All right. Many of them also want things done fairly. They had to get to this country fairly. They had to go through citizenship processes. They had to pay taxes. If you really ask the average Latino U.S. citizen, they probably aren't for illegal immigration. It's kind of insulting, again, to stereotype Latinos thinking that that's what they're for. It doesn't make any sense. Now, there was an article today that came out saying immigrant women are more likely to own businesses in the U.S. than women born in our country. All right. They say 29% of immigrant-run businesses are owned by women compared to 26% of U.S. businesses owned by women that are American citizens. And, you know, this just kind of reminds me of when I was at Ellis Island. I've been to Ellis Island a couple times, but we just took our children there a couple weeks ago. And if you've never been to Ellis Island, I strongly urge you go. And I also strongly urge you see the movie. Many of us, we don't like to go into the movie theater. You know, we don't like to see the movies. We just like to see the artifacts and the antiques and you know, read some of the, I guess, posters that they have. And then we get out of there, find a hot dog, and leave. But I strongly urge you to go and watch one of the movies, because what they were doing is they were explaining during Ellis Island and the years that they had thousands of immigrants come through, what these immigrants had to provide if they were going to come to our country. They had to have money, and it appeared to be the equivalent of $25 back then. They had to have some sort of a family or sponsor. All right, and they were divided into certain groups depending on if they did have family there to pick them up, if they did have a place to go where there was a quote-unquote sponsor, right, or if they had no place, nobody to take them, no job, nothing. All right, some of them were turned away, some of them were kept. But, you know, even back then, America wanted to make sure that people coming to our country had the intention of working, becoming citizens, contributing to the United States in a positive fashion. And, of course, they were talking about, which is my alley, you know, the medical exams for trachoma and, you know, other illnesses and the delousing. And I was, like, all into that. You know, my kids were like, you know, Mom, hot dog time. I'm like, no, we're watching the video. But it's not anti-American or anti-immigrant to want people coming to this country to do so legally, right? You're not being racist if you're trying to hold that stand. I mean, because you can only do so much. We are not in a healthy state right now. I don't know if President Obama realizes that, but we are on the verge of economic collapse. We have over, you know, since the last 4 years. And take a look what's happening with Greece. Today they were talking about how the Greek health system is about to collapse. Hospitals are cutting off vital drugs, limiting certain operations, rationing materials. The doctors are exhausted. You know, they're in a huge, huge recession. They're on year number 5, and their health system is about to crumble. All right? You know, we may be in a little better position than Greece right now, but it could come around the bend anytime soon. This is not the time to give non-U.S. citizens jobs. Yes, I would love to help everybody. I would. But we are not going to help other people if we are on the verge of a collapse. You think Greece right now can help people that want to illegally come to their country? Do you think they are in any position right now to help others? No. And they probably are going to want to kick everybody else out so they could try to deal with their own until they get through this. And even though it's sad to say, but they have to. I mean, if you don't survive, how are you going to help other people survive? Well, same thing with America. Great, you're granting 800,000 jobs or 200,000 jobs, depending on what report you read. I mean, yes, that's a nice thing to do, but you aren't taking care of our Americans, okay? Not every American is working. I thought that was your goal, President Obama, to get every American working. And now you're going to give work permits to the young children of illegal immigrants. It's a nice thing to do. All right, if you want people to think you're cool coming into this next election, that's nice. But I think you're going to tick off a lot more people. Now we have younger people, possibly bilingual, competing with Americans who have grown up here, paid taxes here, are U.S. citizens. Who deserves the job? Right? This is going to be an absolute mess. An absolute mess. I really don't know the logic. I don't know who's advising him. I really don't. November can't come quick enough. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Mark and Donovan working the dials. Yes, we got two. They're probably like, you know what, for Dr. Dahlia, man, we need all the help we could get. Let's throw two of them on there. So thanks. We have great. We've been doing great tonight. So great guys, great group. Thank you all for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And follow us on Facebook. So what is this? They say stress levels have increased since 1983. What? Stress levels have increased. How do they test this? They say stress levels, 18% increase for women and 24% increase for men from 1983 to 2009, according to researchers at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. They looked at data of more than 6,300 people. Why? We don't need this. We're always stressed. What? So people weren't stressed during World War II? People weren't stressed during Vietnam? You're saying now? Now people are more stressed now? The research was done looking in 1983, 2006, and 2009. Those with higher stress were women. people with lower incomes and those with less education. Well, of course we're stressing. We have President Obama not wanting to deport illegal immigrants. He's going to stop all deportation, give them jobs, and we're going to have more of an economic crisis than we started because no one's paying taxes. Yeah, I'd say we're very stressed. Thank you. You know, I don't even want to read this anymore. I'm getting stressed just looking at this. All right, they say white middle-aged men with college degrees and full-time jobs were the group most affected by the economic downturn. Okay, so we're seeing more stress because people have lost jobs. Well, duh, thank you. Thank you for spending our taxpaying dollars on these studies that don't mean anything to us. All right, why don't they spend money on studies that teach us how to improve the economy? Why don't we put some of this money that we're using to some of these stupid studies and actually hire somebody that really knows something about the economy? And, I mean, while we have, what, five more months left, right, of Obama in office, right, just have somebody please, I don't know why Bernanke's there, just have somebody please go to Washington and just, I don't know, whisper in somebody's ear some common sense. That's it. Just some common sense economics. You know, whatever our five-year-olds learn when they do their first lemonade stand, maybe take those principles and bring them to Washington. I mean, look, listen, you know, being a doctor, this is a very difficult subject for me to talk about when we talk about immigration and illegal status, et cetera, because, you know, being a physician, when I worked in the ER and when I, you know, did my training and when I was a student, I really couldn't care less where any of my patients were from. I just took care of them. All right. When you take care of patients as a doctor and you take the Hippocratic Oath, you're going to take care of them no matter what. We've discussed this. I mean, I had a patient with a huge swastika on his chest saying, "I hate Jews. Of course, I'm going to take care of them." We've had people with KKK tattooed on their chest. I mean, we've had racist people. We've had complete idiots. We've had people that were trying to sexually assault me while I was trying to work on them because they were high on LSD. And as a doctor, I take the oath and I'm going to help them. I mean, afterwards, I may grumble and call them names, but I am going to do what I can to help them. So I understand. I understand you have people that came here illegally, right? Now, if they gave birth and the child is a U.S. citizen, okay, that's one thing. But then you have people that came here illegally with their children illegally. And, you know, was it the child's fault? Yeah, no. I mean, you know, it's not. So I get that. You know, I have a heart. We all have a heart. And we want to. I think the perfect America would help everybody, whether they come from Brazil, Mexico, Israel, Canada, Guatemala, Kenya. Kuwait, fine. All right. I would love for our country to be able to be so rich and prosperous where we can help everybody. And that's why America, you know, had such a huge immigration influx, because we were very, very soft and loving and had open arms. You know, when we were discussing Ellis Island, you know, many of the immigrants were describing in their accounts how they came from areas back in 1910 and the turn of the century where police were bad guys. Police wanted you dead. You feared the police, and you come to America and the police actually want to help you. That was a concept that was just unfathomable to them. That, you know, police officers coming up to you, you thought they were going to turn you in or something, and no, they wanted to help you. Now, of course, when many of us drive on the road, we're like, oh, no, it's a fuzz, and we, you know, we're driving home going, you know. But, you know, before cars, of course, you know, police were really, really nice. And it was, you know, in America, they were there to help. And they are there to help. God bless our police force. You know, just many of us do try to flee, you know, when we drive speedily. I got to tell you, you know, and it's not the police officers in the cars. They never pull me over. I never get pulled over by police. It's always a motorcycle cops. Gosh. You know, and you can't talk yourself out of it. I try. Well, I'm Dr. Dahlia. No. I listen to your show and I don't like it. All right. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. So listen, you know, many of us that are going to be having a big issue with this work grant type of decision that Obama made unilaterally, it sounds like. I know many people, I'm going to get the emails saying, how could you? You're a doctor. You have no heart. You really just want to throw these people back, you know, back to their other countries. And again, also, you know, being a child of immigrants. I mean, my grandmother's mom came through Ellis Island. My father came from Israel. My grandparents fled the Nazi Germany and were able to get to Israel, give birth to my father, and then come to the States. You know, so I, you could say in one respect, I'm a first generation American on my father's side. So I do love our country's history of having its open immigration policy. But we are in a huge crisis right now, and we will be of no help to future immigrants or our current illegal immigrants if we keep this up. Because right now we can't help our own current citizens. And we have our current citizens starving, not getting health care, not finding jobs, and to allow a huge group of a young population that came here illegally, right, because of their parents, a first-in-line pass is completely unfair. And that's all I have to say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, interesting, these bed bugs just keep growing and growing and growing. And now Philadelphia has taken the title of bed bug capital of United States. New York was number one. New York got pushed down now to number three. But Philadelphia apparently is the most bed bug infested. And we talked about this last week. These bed bugs, don't let the bed bugs bite. These bed bugs know how to evade your insecticides. These are smart ones. Cincinnati keeps its second place title. So what are the top 15 cities that have bed bug infestations and problems? We have Philadelphia, Cincinnati, New York. Number four is Chicago. Then Detroit, Washington, D.C., Columbus, Ohio, San Francisco. Number nine is Denver. Number 10, New Haven, Connecticut. Number 11, Dallas. Number 12, Houston. Number 13, Indianapolis. Number 14, Miami. And number 15, Cleveland. All right? What are they doing about it? I don't know. I was actually bit when I was in New York. I was bit. It went away. It was okay. But Terminix forecasts a continuing plague of the bugs this summer thanks to increased travel and encouraging their spread. The pest can live for over a year without feeding on a host and can go undetected for months in a home or business, and they hide in crevices. Of course, they hide in beds, but that's not the only place. They say they only come out at night to feed, right? And then unless there's like a huge infestation, they all come out to party. They can grow nearly half an inch and usually are large enough to see with the naked eye. You have to make sure you look under your mattress and the seams around the bed frame. Check for tiny blood spots or bed bug feces on the bed sheets. Blood spots? Why? Do they have their period? All right, don't go away. We got more of Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Great. Good. I never know if you can hear me over the music or not. Dr. Dahlia would rather hear the music than you. All right. If you guys want to just jam out to the music, that's fine. You're going to love this one. All right. We talked about earlier today that the judge in the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse trial will allow the quote unquote histrionic personality defense. The judge will allow it. He won a court ruling today that will let him have an expert testify about a psychiatric condition that his lawyer says helps explain the letters he wrote to his accusers and other actions being construed as him, quote unquote, grooming victims. Now, we talked about histrionic disorder. If you need to picture somebody that has it, many times they'll use somebody like Marilyn Monroe being very seductive. I don't know if I really like the Marilyn Monroe analogy, because again, she was being seductive because that was her routine. A histrionic is not just a sex symbol. A histrionic is somebody, and the majority of them are female, even though they could be male, where somebody will use attention-seeking behavior and may use their sexual seductiveness to seek attention and get emotion from others. And many times their seductive behavior is inappropriate, but not inappropriate because of being a pedophile or sexually assaulting somebody. It's inappropriate because, let's say, you're in a business meeting and she comes wearing a low-cut dress, etc. So I guess what the defense is saying is that Sandusky was grooming boys not to molest them, but to satisfy the needs of a psyche, all right, of his psyche. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. It's crazy. DALI. We got John calling. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
I want to make out with you.
Oh, please. Thank you. I'm honored. All right. Let's go back to Sandusky here. Okay. By the way, remember we were talking about philias? Remember we were talking about people, like, for example, I forgot the name of it, you know, people that have sex with teddy bears, etc. Well, looks like a man was arrested for the fourth time in Cincinnati, Ohio, for trying to have sex with a teddy bear. Don't think we're making this stuff up on the show. All right, there are people that are sexually attracted to teddy bears. Now, this last caller looks like was attracted to Dr. Dahlia. That's fine. Can happen. All right, you know, not that unfathomable. But this is real life, people. All right, you know, I know many of us live in our nice little bubble, and you know, we think everybody around us is sane. But now we got people having sex with teddy bears in public, right? And like I said, we have here a court case where they're trying to use a histrionic personality disorder as a defense for pedophilia. Now, what we were talking about with this, which is probably one of the most frustrating aspects, is if somebody does have histrionic personality disorder and somebody gets wind of what's going on with this Jerry Sandusky case, we're going to have people inappropriately connected, right, and accused of wanting to have sex with children because of this case. They are using the histrionic personality disorder completely inappropriately. This is probably one of the stupidest defenses I have ever seen. And I think it really puts a lot of people with histrionic personality disorder at risk. All right, you know, like I said, a person with who's a histrionic, again, they want attention, they want self-seeking behavior. You wouldn't think of Marilyn Monroe trying to seduce a child. No. And so what they're saying is Jerry Sandusky was trying to groom these kids, not to molest them, but because it was a histrionic and to help his condition. And what was so ridiculous about this, which we discussed earlier in the show in the previous hour, is if defense attorneys see that this type of mode of defense is at all successful, imagine the can of worms that's going to be opened up, right? And I said, like, for example, a diabetic. Well, you know, a diabetic judge and jury needs to burn calories and burn their sugar. And so because my client, the defendant, is a diabetic and needs to increase his activity, he was having sex with children, not because he's a molester, but because of his diabetic condition. I mean, is that where we're going with this? Really? Is that where we're going? I mean, we were bringing up migraines. A lot of times physical activity helps migraines. Really? We're going to do the migraine defense? My patient had migraines. Physical activity causes vasoconstriction. The vasoconstriction obviously decreases the vasodilation. The vasodilation that causes the pain. Therefore, any activity that allows vasoconstriction will help my migraine patient. Oh, what a beautiful defense. Well, then you know what? All charges dropped. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? I'm just dumbfounded that something like this would even be entertained. I mean, what blows my mind is that the judge allowed it. Why is the judge allowing this? I don't think people really understand what personality disorders are. And then let's say I'm wrong. Let's say all the histrionic patients I've ever seen in my practice were very mild cases, and Jerry Sandusky has the true textbook case of histrionic personality disorder. To me, I think then the disorder needs to be redefined, because again, I would never think pedophilia would be a part of it ever in my wildest dreams. All right, so let's say it is an admissible defense. Let's say the judge and the jury are convinced that his disorder is what caused him to have and desire sexual activity with these kids and threaten them if they didn't participate. If that's the case, then Jerry Sandusky and his disorder needs to be locked up for life. All right? But no. People are victims. If they have these conditions, they're victims. What happened? What happened? Was it the drug czar earlier in the week or last week saying drug abuse, illegal drug abuse, is not a crime, shouldn't be looked at as a crime, but should be looked at as a medical condition, not a moral failure, but a medical condition? And I was interviewed about this on the John Phillips Show on KABC. And, you know, I look at two types of drug addictions. You have those that serve this beautiful country of ours, and our veterans come back, God bless them, with leg amputations, and they need these pain medications to get through day after day. They become addicted to these pain medications because they have to take them or they'll be in pain. And if they don't take them, they're used to taking them. And then you have people who were trying to smoke some blow and drop some shrooms and use recreational drugs. And they got to the point where they did it so often that they became hooked. Now, yes, when you are addicted to drugs, we in the medical profession do look at it as a victimization, all right? You know, you become a victim, and we do look at it as a disorder to treat. But that still shouldn't exonerate somebody from possessing and using illegal substances. And if they're going to try to decriminalize somebody in possession and use of an illegal substance and try to use this victim defense, I see another whole Pandora's box with this one. And it just, this is what's wrong with our legal system. This is just, what's wrong. I have no idea if this histrionic defense is going to hold any water. I don't know if it would lessen any sentence. I don't know if it would free him. I would doubt that, completely doubt that. But as far as I'm concerned, if this case goes where somebody who could have sex with children, right, and assault them and threaten them, goes free because of a personality disorder, I'm giving up my degree. No way. All right, guys, please stay on for another hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.